Chantos podcast channel is a student-driven discussion that explores both the academic and social topics of the day. Coming to you from Jackson High School in Jackson, Michigan is
Shirley Bauer
and Kaden Bear
and Rita Ahmed. And today our topic is New Year's resolutions. So basically, for
it's the new year.
Yes. Yes. Crazy graduation year. So much going on.
Not my graduation.
One more year. Okay. Anyways, yeah, I'm ready to be done. Anyways, my New Year's resolution is to start working out more. I have been like, I've had struggles with my body for like ever. And like, I don't know, like, I feel like I've always just like been like, I'm gonna work out for a little bit and then I will, and then I'll just stop, and then I'll start again, and then I'll stop.
That's why you need to go with me.
I know.
I can be your
friend. Exactly, because I like doing it, but then like I don't know how to like keep going, you know?
Yeah, it's hard to stay consistent.
It is, and that's something I struggle with in everything. And I feel like if I start with that, you know,
yeah,
it would just like be good.
Help your life.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
That's also like mine. Well, I've been going for like 6 months,
and I love that for you. Like that, like, yeah, inspires me so much. Like,
it's pretty consistent.
I'm so proud of you.
But like my diet,
yeah,
that I've been trying to change that.
Yeah,
I have been. I went to Target and spent a good bit on some food for myself, and I feel much better already.
Good.
But that's my. That's one of the things.
I feel like just taking care of yourself is so important. Yes. You know, it makes you feel so much better. Mm-hmm. You know,
eating good, drinking water.
Yes. Doing the right things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, I mean, what's yours? What's your name?
My other one is to read more, because I already read one book this year. And what did I say? I said that I realized how good it makes me feel and how it passes the time.
Yeah.
In a much better way than sitting on my phone.
For sure.
So that's one of mine.
You're actually like fueling your mind or something,
yeah,
other than like people's like lives that don't matter. You're gonna,
yeah,
you know, what's that helping you with?
I mean, it is a fictional book, but it's
still
really good.
Yeah.
Really good.
Okay. Yes.
I want to hang out with more friends because I'm always busy.
Okay.
I never have time to hang out with them.
What are you busy doing?
Sports and work.
Yeah.
I work at Target.
Okay. Nobody
nice.
Gets hired,
yeah,
at Target.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. Anyways, so what do you like? Who do you like? Do you have friends that you all already hang out with sometimes?
Yeah. I hang out with people like in sports and stuff, but
yeah,
like outside of all that, I don't really hang out with much people.
Right, so you want to find more people?
Yeah.
Yeah. How are you going to do that?
I don't know.
Time management.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How to fit everything in my schedule.
Yes. Like on days that you have off, just like,
yeah,
figure out something to do. Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, anyone else? Anything else to say?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like if I'm like consistent and like take it one day at a time, I feel like I can,
yep,
do this, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I feel like we got this, guys.
We're only 9 days in.
Yeah. And I haven't changed my calendar since August. Like, I have an erasable one. I have an erasable one. So it was like August. And I was like the day before New Year's. I was like, oh, no. Sorry, guys. I was like, whoa, I need to change that. Because what? It's been 5 months.
You're stuck in August.
And that was a traumatic month for me. Got in a car crash. My car got taken away. It was a messy month, right? So I just haven't had, like I feel like life's just been a blur.
All right, anyway. Well, glad you changed your
calendar. I did.
4 months
and I've
late.
Been marking every day off. I've been putting a mark on days that I work so I can, like, figure out my life better.
Yeah.
I feel like
go.
I got this, guys.
There you go.
Yay. Cantos out.